Paul, you're a musical director for St. John's Band in Moslet. Now, normally around this time, I would imagine yourself and the band would be in full practice mode ahead of VE Day. How have you had to adjust due to the lockdown?
Well, it's really stopped brass banding in its tracks. There's a lot of different bands in the area trying to do little things via Zoom and other platforms. Normally, as you mentioned, we'd be in full preparation. We had a great concert prepared where we were going to do a lot of wartime-themed music, songs from the time. We even had a veteran arranged to play bagpipes. We were going to do Highland Cathedral with him, but sadly the virus has put paid to that. We are looking to do some little bits and pieces to commemorate as a band. One of our guys has recorded the last post, so that's going to be used by Father David Warner from St. John's Church. So, yeah, it's really hit the whole brass band movement, not just ourselves.
And since the end of the war, we've made huge advancements in technology. Obviously, you mentioned Zoom before. And the way that we entertain ourselves has changed as a result of that. Now, in 2020, with apps like Spotify, we can access our favourite music at the touch of a button. So it's kind of easy to take for granted how important music was back in the late 30s and early 40s, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Even moving towards modern time, I think the interaction between any group and its audience can completely change the way that a concert can go. I know in my experience as a musical director, sometimes you have to think on your feet and look at how you're going to change your concert programme round to suit the guys that are there.
Yeah.
And there's also sort of the feel-good factor of music. If somebody's listening to music that they like, it has that factor that it's going to perk the mood up regardless of what's going around. And I would imagine, especially in the war times, coming towards the end, where people have had that much suffering and despair, their favourite kind of music must have been a great salvation.
Well, absolutely. And like we were saying, you know, with music not being as accessible back then, the chances are it meant so much more to people, and that's why it's become a mainstay, even in 2020.
Yeah, I agree. And going back to that time, there were probably so many more people that played instruments, and they could form their own groups, perhaps on their own streets or in social groups that they spent time in at the time.
We've been asking everybody that we've spoken to in the lead up to the day, what does VE Day mean to you personally?
I think it's a huge commemoration of people who gave everything to give us what we've got today. I'm quite a keen sportsman, and we talk about when you go in to play against another team, you sort of say you're going into battle. But to go against somebody on the sports field, it just goes into insignificance compared to the sacrifices that sort of our forefathers had to give for us to be able to do what we can do today. It's